call the regular town board meeting to order for the Town of Lac Planto on May 1st. Members of the board are present, the media has been notified, please stand for pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nora did not.
At this time, I'd like to take a moment to recognize community members that we have lost since our last meeting. First one is Mary Mann, who was actually a longtime librarian for the town. Susan Johnson, who was President Johnson's wife from the tribal council. And we just got word this afternoon, we lost Francis Chartier, who was a longtime supervisor and town chairman. Need a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Yes, Darwin.
Darwin Losey. You're going to have a closed session tonight?
Correct.
Okay. I have three questions. One, did you get a response from the tribe on the letter that you hand-carried over there with the last payment? Number two, what are you going to do this month? Are you going to make a payment? And the last question, if you're going to make a payment, what value will that be? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Darwin. Any others? Seeing none, we need a motion to approve the vouchers. General fund, and this is going to get different for me, because we've listed them out, as you can see on the agenda. General fund 3888 to 3950, ACH 1590 to 3943 to 3954, ACH 1588, 1589, 91, 3955 to 3967, ACH 1592 to 3968, 3969, ACH 1593 to 3970 to 3977, check numbers 19604 to 19605. Susan, what's this next? The fire dues. Oh. Is that their number?
Yep.
Okay.
Cashier's check for fire dues at BMO.
Fire dues 704-15859 and firehouse construction 1015 to 1016.
Question?
Yes.
And what are the fire dues exactly?
Susan.
That's the money that they get from the state that they have to certify every year, that they complete their reports and other certain benchmarks. And there's only four things they can use it for: training, equipment, their retirement, and inspections.
So that's an income, not a credit.
But there's a separate account for
it.
It's totally its own.
But it is income.
This is some money they spent at Pomisol for some gear that they bought.
Oh, okay.
Because that's one of the allowable
expenses.
Do we know what that fund currently sits at, the fire dues?
Yep.
Where we have a balance.
$36,561.45.
Thank you.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the vouchers?
I've had an opportunity to briefly review those, and I believe them to be appropriate, and I would move for their approval.
I have a question.
Okay.
So based on that, the fire dues, in your report you have $21,714.37. And on here, it's 7-11 and not 7-14.
Well, disbursements also include service charges.
Okay, so $6.
So, $6.20 probably.
Still doesn't add up, but there's a $3 difference. There's receipts are $6 for the fire dues, and the disbursements are $21,714.37, and on here it's $21,711.37.
Right, so there's, we just did this today, so without grabbing the bank statement, my guess is the $6 is receipts, and another $3 was the service charge.
Okay.
Plus, this is as of, well, yeah, it's as of 4:30, the statement balance. And I guess I wrote that check a couple weeks ago, so.
Yeah. Well, we'll check and just clarify to make sure. So, motion has been made to accept the vouchers. Second. Motion made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the regular town board meeting of April 17th, 2024. Made and seconded to approve the minutes of the regular town board meeting of April 17th, 2024. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
The banking accounts have been reconciled as of 4/30/24. In the general checking, there's $622,034.31. In the ambulance fund, there's $290,003.81. And in the reserve fund, we have $244,081.39.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Presentation of Vilas County Board Member Thomas Petrusky.
That would be me. I just wanted to come and introduce myself. I'm the new county supervisor for District 3. I live in Mantua Waters with my wife. Been coming up here for 20 years. And if you have any issues at the county level, give me a call. My name and my number and email are on the county website. So that's all I have.
Do you know what committees you're on yet?
Yeah, I'm in economic tourism and forestry.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I believe you took Mike Bezak's former seat,
yes.
Correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm there with you on the county board.
Oh,
he's a county board member also.
Oh, yeah. Okay. For what district?
Ninth, right here.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Pat?
Yes, Darwin.
Sarah, if you're on economic tourism for Manitowish Waters?
Yes.
Question, what are they doing in Manitowish Waters in regards to allowing ATV and UTVs into the village?
Yeah, we're getting a little bit
out. Well, you know, maybe I could adjust that a little bit.
You know, it was for you to introduce yourself and not
okay.
get into...
Well,
politics are things. We want to say hi. All right. Item number 12, discussion possible action approval past Class B combination liquor license for Lac Flambeau Campground and Marina. They have submitted a liquor license application for use at the marina off of 47. Typically, you know, we'll be having our joint liquor committee meeting with the tribe here in late May, but they wanted to get one going sooner because they wanted to get open. And we did have one available, so.
And the gentlemen are here.
Do you want to give a
Dion and Zach.
Quick synopsis of what you're going to do?
As everybody's familiar with the campground, we are currently working on upgrades to the property. One of the things that we are looking at doing is offering liquor sales, obviously, to the bait shop, and then we are upgrading the upstairs portion of the property to hopefully have a bar and some food available as well.
Motion made, second, to approve the Class B combination license for the Lac Flambeau Campground and Marina. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Discussion, possible action, bartender's license for Young. Jackie Young.
I didn't have time to do any kind of a background check.
I sent you both the background under confidentiality clause. She's not currently on any supervision with Department of Corrections.
All right.
Is it employment?
With not anything open. She has 3 offers in this area right now, so that's why she's trying to get her server's license.
You can negotiate the best deal, huh?
Probably work all 3.
That seems to be what happens to people this time around. We're seeing more and more people with more than one job. I understand that there's some history here, but I'll even give a person a chance, and I would move to approve.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license for Young. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion, possible action, permission to bid cemetery caretaking. You have a copy of the notice that would go in the newspaper. One thing that I guess I'd like to add to this also is that we put in there that it not exceed $8,000 because that's what we have budgeted. So they'd have to adjust their cutting and cleaning.
Motion to post with the limitation to.
Second that.
Motion been made and seconded to give the cemetery caretaking a limit of 8,000. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion, possible action, proposed changes to transfer station fees. We had talked about this. Pete had put together a short synopsis of what he's doing and the new fees. He's asking for permission to get a roll-off bin dedicated to Freon appliances, as they need that. We have different processing at the landfill. Also, the denying of adding electronics to our recycling center. After checking into it, we do not have the space for our current location. All that has to be stored inside if you take it. Clear understanding, purpose, and function of the transfer station is to provide local access for town residents with small loads in order so that they don't have to go to the landfill. Occasionally, I'm turning away abusers who come in with tandem axle trailers full of demo. We do not have the capacity, nor that is not our purpose. And he has all the fees listed on here, and the fee for the larger refrigerators and freezers is $50. We figured out how many you can get into one of those containers, and then they gave us a haul cost, and then broke it down that way, it came out to, I think, about $45, $43. And so we just set it at 50, because we may wind up with a little bit of handling fee ourselves at the transfer station.
Question?
Yes.
Dave Wakeman? Any other fees changes?
The small bags went to $3, large bags went to $5. Everything else, I think, Susan, didn't he say that pretty much stayed the same?
Yeah, this is pretty much the same as what he had, but it's still like from 3 of 14. So he went to the effort to pull up a couple other town websites, and he printed off the town of Lincoln's and then, you know, made some changes to it. So this is strictly his recommendations. He says, you know, I think these prices are reasonable, even though it is from 2019. So,
you know, we're just attempting to keep stuff out of the yes, Dave?
It seems like, I've got 2 points. One, I don't know, we got 3 contractors that come in with trailers and trucks load of debris and get to dump it for no charge.
No, we're charging them now.
Oh, when did that start?
Oh, a while ago.
Talked about it last fall, didn't we?
It was about February.
Yeah, last February.
Oh.
We're charging them $100 a load.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that, sorry.
And then Pete takes their name, and then we send them an invoice.
Okay. The other thing is, somebody comes in with a pickup truck that's going into the recycling, or not the, in the general dumpster, household goods, whatnot. It doesn't seem any rhyme. He tries to be fair, but I don't know how, what's he basing? Okay, you know, he just looks at, well, that's $20, or that's $15.
He's got a price sheet here.
You know, someone with a big pickup truck compared to someone with a little pickup truck.
You know, lawnmower, $5. Lawnmower rider, $20. Tire rim, $10.
But that goes into the metal, that should be.
Yeah, and then household, fluorescent tubes. Household is bed spring dresser, carpet, upholstered chair, desk, mattress, kitchen table, $15.
Okay.
Sofa is $20, sofa bed is $30, so, you know, he's charging for that. He does have a list for it.
I didn't realize that there was a fee for putting things into the metal bin that gets recycled. I didn't know about that.
Well, we didn't before, but now the metal prices have tanked, and so then we started charging for it again.
Okay.
Yes, Jim?
On the freon or coolant, does that have to be coolant free before it's brought in?
Well, that's why the fee is where it is, because it would have the cool the freon in it yet, and they'll take it out when it gets to the landfill.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the new fee structure.
When would it start?
In the bin.
We gotta get to that. When do we want to begin this? You know, next weekend, weekend after, prior to Memorial Day? We'll mark it out there and we'll put it on the website.
Pete did ask, you know, to have some time to acclimate people. And I think that's why we kind of pushed to get it on this agenda. So he could.
He gives them a couple of weeks to.
Right, have it out before the holiday.
He has the same customers just about every week.
Yeah. Get the word out. Mm-hmm. I agree. Don't want to have a sticker shock at the transfer station. Okay. Then I would move that we approve this as of what?
The 17th?
17th?
That's 2 weeks.
Okay, the 17th will give us 2 weeks. I was thinking about getting past Memorial Day, but that's going to be a big push.
So maybe we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, there's a motion to approve it on the 17th. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the new fee structure and policy here that Pete laid out. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
And
one quick follow-up question.
Yeah.
I think, if I remember correctly, the transfer station ran in the negative last year?
Yes.
By doing the fees, did we think that we would then be at least evens as we provide the service?
Level that out and still provide it, yep.
Okay. I just wondered if we did the math behind it.
Does that also include permission for the roll-off?
Well, yeah, because that was part of it for the pre-.
I know, it just wasn't in the motion. I just want to make sure, because that's what he's going to ask.
Yep. Okay. All right, then I would move that we approve the request for the roll-off for the Freon appliances and allow that to be placed at the transfer station.
Okay, so then pretty much you're doing everything he requested on here, which includes the denial of adding electronics as well.
Yeah, I don't think anybody, well, we didn't have electronics, so.
Yeah, we didn't take them. He's been asked a few times to take them.
But yeah, we are approving the whole.
We're not taking them.
Yeah, we're approving the whole list.
Well, maybe then what we'll do is amend the original motion to
include
the roll-off and
the denial.
The denial of electric. So if you want to do that.
All right. See if I can do this off the cuff. I move that we approve the proposed fee structure that Pete has furnished to us for the transfer station, and that we also give him approval for a new roll-off for Freon appliances, and that we include a non-acceptance of the items listed at the bottom of this fee structure as not being accepted.
Second.
Okay. Motion been made and seconded to approve the new fee structure, approve getting a roll-off, and the non-taking of electronics. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
That motion probably could have been longer if I'd done it in German.
Yeah. Discussion possible action resolution 2024-01 to the Vilas County Board. Thought that this was the one for Chris Thompson.
Yes.
And I guess, I don't know if you got that there, if we just take action, you know, having take that to the county, I guess it would probably have to go through the highway department first. That way you've got something official that you can give to them.
I think my process would be to take it to the county clerk.
Yeah.
And let her decide where it goes from there. That way I'm not screwing up the process.
Whatever their process is.
Yeah.
So you want a motion?
Yeah, to direct Supervisor Hansen to furnish it to the county.
So I'll make that motion.
If you want, Bob, I'll second it. I'll second that. So motion has been made and seconded to have resolution 2024-01 forwarded on to the county. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion possible action adoption of, regarding adoption of board action regarding town hall usage, which you have before you. This was discussed at our last meeting.
often do we have?
Maybe once in the last 20 years that I remember. But at least you got it in place.
Is there, what am I missing?
You. Here's a second page for it, Joe.
I think I have it.
Okay.
So this would be like the Lakes Association?
Not necessarily. I think if it were, you know, like a private individual or group, or I don't see anybody wanting to use this place for a wedding reception or anything, but, you know, because it was talked about if it's the, a lake association of some kind that wants to use it, you know, the Placid people use it. That's community, civic organizations. I think if it's private individuals.
Do we want something in there indicating that, that it's not to be used for a for-profit business? Because I think that was something we had talked about.
So, I think you need to be a little bit more specific, because a lot, so you need, I'm not saying what you said was wrong, but I'd like a clear standard of, okay, these are the groups that don't need permission, but these groups do, so it's kind of deceiving.
Say bona fide civic groups and or
not applicable to bona fide civic groups, but strictly for individual private use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something to that nature.
We just don't want somebody having a Tupperware party here.
Yeah. Yeah. And if they do want to, well, then they gotta rent it.
Yeah.
Go through the process. So we'll add that to it.
So I have a comment.
Yep.
Is that really everybody does need permission to use the town hall, really, because we have to deal with staffing and letting people in and locking up. So do you want to expand on the bottom point that says private business is prohibited? Is that what you're looking at changing?
No. That's what Bob had mentioned, that that's what we talked about last time, because the use of the facilities for conducting private business is prohibited.
Right, so I guess I'm confused on, are you going to just do another line then that says who can?
Maybe clarify it a little bit, you know, bona fide civic organizations, that type of thing. Is that what you're looking at?
I guess I'm kind of going where Susan's going, but I'm coming in on the opposite side, stating that looking at this, I assume the Lakes Association would have to fill this out. So, and if they do, that's fine. You can choose not to charge them because they're a local bona fide group.
Well, and then at that point, we'd have to just have in there that, you know, the board or the clerk or me or somebody has the ability to waive the fee.
Right. And I guess that was my discussion. I guess my point from the last time that we're going into an era where we need everything documented and, you know, the operating procedures as such for something like this. I think this is a good start, but I think we, even amongst us, still have questions as how I anticipated what we were voting on.
Mm-hmm. And we may have a little more drafting to do here.
Mm-hmm. So I guess right now I would motion to table until we work this out.
Okay.
Work through this.
Who's it?
Motion, yes, Jim.
Is this going to be normal business hours? It's going to be evening hours also?
Well, that's something else that we can discuss, because, I mean, there's lots of times when, you know, I'll have to come down here and unlock the place if there's some. Not a lot of times, I should say.
Yeah, I understand.
Just a handful.
Well, the other thing is the acceptable users would possibly want broadband. Is that something that they could have access to the internet here?
Well, and that's kind of where we that's where the, I guess, the SOPs on what we're anticipating, is it strictly during Monday to Friday, 8 to 4:30? Is it, because quite honestly, if people want to rent something that need broadband and need PowerPoint, they're going to either go to the casino, or they're going to go to another venue that has the capability for that. And I don't know if that's our purposes here, but to, so that's why I'm saying there's a lot of questions that I'd like to vet through on this.
Okay.
I mean, we only had one in 20 years, so I mean, what's the chances of somebody's going to be beaten down our doors?
I don't think so. Okay, a motion been made and seconded to the table until this can be worked out a little bit clearer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Who second? Did Bob's?
Motion made and seconded.
Okay.
All right, item number 18, convene in closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85 for an E, deliberating or negotiating the purchase of public property, the investment of public funds, or the conducting other public business, whatever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, and pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85 for an E, conferring with legal counsel for the governmental body who is rendering oral or written advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to litigation which it is or likely to become involved in regarding road easement issue. There are motion to go into closed session. Motion been made and seconded to go into closed section. For the session, roll call vote, Supervisor Hanson.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb.
Aye.
Chairman Balky, aye. We're in closed session. I'll be back.
You know, you